Ernesto Lecuona on Classical 101, Danzas Cubanas with Thomas Chirino performing. This is listener-supported WOSA 1011 Grove City, Columbus, and WOSU 89.7 HD2, Columbus, WOSB 91.1 Marion, Delaware, WOSE 91.1 Coshocton, WOSP 91.5 Portsmouth, WOSV 91.7 Mansfield, and online at wosu.org/classical101. Classical 101, classical music all day, every day, a service of WOSU Public Media. Good morning, I'm Boyce Lancaster. I have a couple of great guests with me today. We have a whole studio full of people. We have people with cameras. We have people that are holding clarinets. We have people that are playing clarinets. Rossin Milanoff is here. He's the conductor of the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. And Rossin, introduce your guest, if you would. You brought friends.
Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
And I have a very special friend that I met quite a number of years ago in Philadelphia. Well, I was working with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and he's currently the principal clarinet player of that very famous orchestra. And his name is Ricardo Morales, and he's going to be soloing with us this weekend at the Southern Theater on Friday and Saturday.
Welcome. Hello. Thank you for coming to Columbus.
My pleasure.
All of my clarinet friends would just be salivating and ruining the wood of that gorgeous instrument. He has a clarinet. We'll take a picture of it and let you see it. He has a clarinet that is absolutely the most unbelievably beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. Ricardo, tell me a little bit about your instrument, and then we'll get into some of the particulars of the different bells or barrels and everything you have.
Well, these clarinets I play on are called MOBA clarinets by Bakun. So it's this instrument, it was co-designed by myself and my friend Maury Bakun in Vancouver, Canada. And these particular instruments are made out of cocobolo wood, which is a reddish kind of wood. It's a cousin of it's all rosewood, but and this one has also gold plated keys, so it has a nice little look for it. But this instrument, I worked with Maury to change the design of the bore, tone hole placement, tuning, and voicing, etc.
Took a number of years to really get it to where you felt like you could endorse it with your name.
Absolutely. It has been a very nice work. It has been like a labor of love. We've been working together for a number of years, and for getting them to where they are, we've been working together for about 10 years now.
You have two different instruments, and we'll get into that in just a minute. But Rossin, you mentioned some of the leaps that maybe other clarinetists don't play. Is it as a result of this instrument, you think?
I think he just designed this instrument in order to be able to play the way Mozart wrote the clarinet concerto, because he wrote it for a different instrument than what we're used to hearing it on nowadays. He wrote it with a clarinet with extension. And this is what exactly Ricardo has. So it goes, I think he told me yesterday, 2 full steps lower than a normal clarinet.
Wow.
So that's a significant extension in the world of music, to be able to get 2 tones.
And that is the one you have out now?
Yes. This is what we call a basset clarinet. And originally, Mozart's intention was to be, he wrote the concerto, the only music that is left of the manuscript is only 199 measures of it, which was actually written for a basset clarinet in G, actually, which would be even bigger and darker sounding than this one. And it goes down to the tonic of the keys that he would be writing it for. So this one was this one goes to a concert A, or for us a written C. And then it actually, because of that, it has a much mellower quality to the sound. Mm-hmm. And it is an interesting thing that because of all these extra tone holes, it invites a different kind of approach to a playing as compared to a traditional clarinet, because it's mellower, but also a little bit more fragile in terms of the sound. So it's a good window into the kind of thinking and of Mozart's sensibility for the concerto and the style of playing that is most effective for the piece.
And you offered to demonstrate some of the maybe the passages that have that sure. jump in it.
Yes, yes. Now?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Okay, well,
if this were television, that would have been far more entertaining.
All right. Well, okay. So one of the things that we find that is really interesting is that Mozart has a very nice way of having natural contours. And a lot of times when we play in the traditional clarinet, there's a great deal of leaps that are what we call broken because they're just not direct. So one passage in particular in the last movement, or in the slow movement, it goes in the traditional clarinet. And with the basset, you get to go with a scale that is actually much more direct and more linear.
Wow.
There he goes.
That's amazing. Well, I'm going to play I have the second movement of that clarinet concerto, and there's a gentleman by the name of Ricardo Morales playing on this recording. So if you don't mind, I'll play his version, if that's okay.
I'm not sure I like that one, but okay.
I'm sure it's not a cousin of yours.
This is with the Buffalo Philharmonic. Joanne Folletta is the conductor on Classical 101.